Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Yesterday afternoon, a buzz ran through the Capitol. Governor Gianforte had just issued an amendatory veto on Senate Bill 99. You may recall Senate Bill 99 bans certain irreversible gender reassignment procedures on minors. It passed easily in both the House and Senate as Republican lawmakers scrambled to protect kids from unscrupulous adults with an agenda. In this case, the amendatory veto did two things. First, it gave us a chance to discuss this infrequently used but important part of the legislative process. And second, it made Senate Bill 99 a better bill. So first, what is an amendatory veto? As most of you know, the governor can do several things when a bill reaches his desk. He can sign it, he can let it become law without his signature, he can veto it, or he can issue what's called an amendatory veto. An amendatory veto is just as it sounds. It's basically a suggested amendment to the bill, and it's normally used when the governor agrees with the bill in general, but just has concerns with a certain section. He's basically saying to the legislature, if you change this part of the bill, I'll go ahead and sign it. When the amendatory veto is issued, the bill goes back to both houses where the motion is to adopt the amendments. If both houses vote yes or no, the bill then goes back to the governor, where he will either allow it to become law or veto it. If one house votes yes and the other votes no, then the bill goes to a joint conference committee. In this case, the Senate overwhelmingly approved the governor's amendment, and the House will vote on it later today. If the House votes yes as expected, the bill will head back to the governor for his signature. In his letter of explanation, the governor pointed to two main areas of concern. First was the definition of male and female as it pertains to medically verifiable disorders of sex development, also known as intersex conditions. In normal circumstances, males are born with XY chromosomes and females with XX chromosomes. In intersex conditions, a person can have XXY, XO, or other abnormal variations that result in ambiguous, observable sex traits. For example, a person can appear to be male on the outside, but actually have female reproductive parts internally. They can also appear completely ambiguous externally, in which case further testing must be done to determine their actual sex. In the case of Senate Bill 99, the governor felt the bill as drafted did not adequately protect these types of individuals, so his amendment suggested a clearer definition. The governor's amendment also clarified which procedures are banned and addressed the portion of the bill dealing with a ban on public funding. While he made clear that he met with transgender youth and emphasized that those struggling with their gender identity deserve our love, compassion, and respect, his comments for those who perform these procedures on minors was far less generous. He talked about instances in other states where kids as young as 12 have received sex reassignment surgery and some as young as 8 being placed on puberty blockers. Those performing these procedures call it gender-affirming care, but the governor called that Orwellian newspeak, a seemingly innocuous, even solicitous phrase that masks the true nature of permanent, invasive, life-altering medical and surgical procedures being performed on children. Because of the governor's amendments, Senate Bill 99 is now a better bill that will protect Montana's children in the months and years to come. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.